push. We need to raise that up. The microphones, we need to raise those up.
Johnson please come forward for our invocation?
Johnson. I've grown up with most of the students here today as I've been in the Trigg County school system my entire life. Before I lead you on a word of prayer, I would like to read a verse from the book of Psalm. I wait quietly before God, for my victory comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken. Let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in Him. Please bow your heads and join me as I pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I stand before you today surrounded by people who I've spent some of the best years of my life with. As I've looked around this room, I see some of my best friends, Maddie Scholler, Libby Alexander, and Marley Francis. I see some of my family, my parents, Angela and Steve Johnson, and my four sisters, Caitlin, Sydney, Miley, and Stevie Johnson. I see some of the teachers and staff who have shaped me into who I am today, Ms. Janae Futrell, Ms. Andrea Hampton, Ms. Kim Adams, Ms. Dottie Hyder, and last but definitely not least, Ms. Michelle Strickland. Most of all, I see the Lord's presence. I see you shining through my peers, family, friends, and mentors. I pray that you will lay your hand on each and everyone here today as the class of 2023 closes one chapter of our lives and begins a new one. Lord, please be with those who think they may be too far gone and allow them to come to you with an open heart and start a clean slate to escape them from their past patterns. I pray that those who do know you, Lord, will continue to seek you out and know that a relationship with you takes effort. Lord, as the class of 2023 can now see the finish line, help guide us. Help us to rely on your wisdom rather than trying to do it ourselves. Teach us to have confidence that where we have been, where we are now, and where we are headed is all a part of your plan, Lord. Help us to trust your directions even when we can't see the final destination. Give us patience as we wait to see what is ahead of us. Thank you for loving us unconditionally and having our best interests in mind. I pray that the class of 2023 will do great things. I thank you for allowing them to be such a big part of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I finish, I would like to finish off with one more verse from the book of Hebrews. Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you all with what you need for doing his will. May he produce the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. Thank you.
Good evening and welcome to Trigg County High School Commencement Class of 2023. Graduates, you may be seated. I'd like to introduce those on the stage with me. To my left, we have Ms. Charlene Sheehan, school board member, Ms. Gail Ruffley, school board member, Ms. Claire Beth Hyde, school board member, Ms. Teresa Allen, school board member, Ms. Jo Alice Harper, school board chair, Mr. Bill Thorpe, superintendent of Trigg County Schools. To my right, Mr. Jim Garnett, assistant principal, Ms. Janae Futrell, guidance counselor, and Ms. Cammie Evans, guidance counselor. At this time, I'd like to take 1 second to introduce to you guys our foreign exchange students. So exchange students, if you could come forward, please. First, from the Netherlands, we have Ms. Akeling Veenstra. Next, from Austria, Miss Fanny Geyer. And from Spain, Miss Eva Luna. Now, the coolest moment of the graduation ceremony. Graduates, if you are going into any military service, please stand. Thank you. I want to share a few words for you guys. Last night, Mr. Carl Hegman brought a wonderful message of about 26 and a half minutes. I'm just about double that, so y'all just hang with me. March of 2020, you guys were freshmen. You were sent home to flatten the curve. We flattened some stuff. I'm not so sure about the curve. Your next year, your sophomore year, most of you are virtual. Even if you came to school, you only came a little more than half a year. Your junior year was our first stab at normal. So at a minimum, half your school life was flipped upside down. What were you able to accomplish given those set of circumstances? Well, as a class, your ACT scores were at or above the state average in all categories. Your state assessments put us in the green as a school, the only school in the district, and we're ranked in the top 60 statewide. Now, parents, don't worry if you don't know what being in the green means. Nobody really does. We just know it's good. Over 96% of you are academic, work, ready, or both. Those numbers have never been achieved here. Never been achieved here. So kudos to you for your perseverance, work, and achievement. Time for some cheesy next chapter kind of talk. I'll just offer you this. Be tough. Be tough as a student. Be tough as a worker. Be tough as a spouse. Be tough as a parent. We don't really teach you how to be tough. That comes from within and from the little lessons you gain along life. All I can say is tough people make it. You've been tough enough to get to this point, but this is only a start. If you remember back to your first day of school this year, I stood in front of you in a little theater and told you getting up and coming to school was the easiest thing you would ever do. You're about to find out I was right. With all that being said, you always have the connections to TCHS that you need. The people in this building love you. That's why they're here. The people in our building love you. That's why they're here. I challenge you to show that love to all that you come in contact with in your future. Jesus told his disciples that the greatest commandment is to love your God above all others and love your neighbor as yourself. Who is your neighbor, you might ask? Everybody you meet. You'll never go wrong showing people love. So go show the world what Trigg County is all about. We will always be connected as Trigg County High School alumni. I love you and always be black and white. Now for our salutatory address, Mrs. Jasmine Anita Velez.
It was difficult to find the right words to make this speech. I spent days mulling over the tone, the inflection, and what I wanted to say. At the end, I realized, why not just be myself? A script is difficult enough to make, and I didn't need to add on an extra worry of presenting a polished version of myself. There's something special about being personal. You put your full heart on full display for anyone to see, allowing yourself to be vulnerable. This comes with drawbacks, of course, but the catharsis is worth it. There's a sense of relief that comes with staying true to yourself despite the circumstances. Ironically, I spent the majority of my high school career going against this idea. It's difficult to be genuine when you're behind a computer screen. Days turned to weeks, weeks turned to months, all spent absorbing myself into schoolwork. It was a unique type of isolation that is difficult to describe. All of a sudden, I realized that my entire personality had become synonymous with my academics. People didn't know me from day-to-day conversations, but rather my ability to perform. It was as if my entire social life depended on if I could get the highest grades. But then I stopped. I looked back on myself and wondered, what led me to this point? Plenty of people were there for me, and I avoided them like the plague. I had this realization a little late into my life by almost 17 years. I started talking to people more and forming friendships. I felt as if I could break out of my shell and grow. I was finally able to be me. It gave me the confidence to stand here today and give this speech, in all honesty. After all of this, I only really have one message I can say for sure. Stay true to yourself. Don't let yourself be defined by only one trait. Grow and learn from others around you. It's difficult to live life that way. Take it from me, I experienced 17 years of it. It took me way too long to view myself as a sum of my parts rather than just an individual trait. After all that, I want to end this on a high note. Thank you. Even if I may have been difficult at moments, I truly and deeply appreciate each and every person who's made me into the person I am today, not just as a student or academic, but as a friend and companion. Thank you and good night.
Thank you, Jasmine. Now, for our valedictory address, Ms. Ashley Grace Geary.
I spent the last couple days researching valedictorian speeches and inspirational quotes so that I could write the perfect speech. However, I soon realized that the class of 2023, or more specifically, the Trigg County class of 2023, cannot be summed up by a singular theme. There is no sole motivation that drives all of us. I guess that's the point of graduation after all. From awkward freshmen to confident seniors, we've all faced our own challenges and have our own goals. I think we can all agree that, over the last few years, we've had amazing mentors. It's an honor to represent our class. I'd first like to thank all of our wonderful families for supporting us through our journeys. Despite our groans and occasional arguments, we do love you. I'd also like to thank my sister, who has been my best friend since the day I was born. Even though she was forced into it, I think she did a pretty good job. I'd also like to thank my boyfriend of 4 years, Sam, for always being there for me. Most importantly, I'd like to thank God. I've prayed many times about my next steps in last-minute tests. There have been many times where I've been completely lost, as I know many of my classmates have been. But seeing how we're all sitting here today, I think we're figuring things out. Trigg County teachers have also been excellent mentors. First off, I would like to thank Mr. Brown, who has already made an impact on a lot of us. Even for those of us who did not have his class, I'm sure everyone has delighted in hearing him from the other side of the school. He taught us that history is never finished, and today we add to that history. Secondly, I'd like to thank Ms. and Mr. Adams. They are both willing to sponsor clubs and help any students who need it. I'd also like to thank Ms. Ricks, who has inspired my love for engineering. With this, I'd like to thank all of the club sponsors for providing an outlet for students to express themselves. The Trigg County community has also played a large role in our success, helping with any student events. I would like to thank our guidance counselors, administrative staff, resource officers, and custodians. While we only have to stay here for 4 years, they work endlessly to keep the school a beautiful and safe learning environment. A few weeks ago, Ms. Hyder asked me if I was ready to graduate, and excitedly I said yes. She said that out of everybody that she asked, I seemed the most excited. And don't get me wrong, I still am. However, actually graduating always felt surreal. And when we go home, maybe tonight we'll feel like another school event. And maybe next week we'll feel like a simple week off. But the truth of the matter is, in 3 months, we will all be in different positions, possibly across the country. The idea that we may never see some of the peers again may be frightening. However, I think that these 4 years have been a testament to how strong of a class we are. In 2020, COVID hit. We all became Zoom masters, all struggled to find the best Quizlets, and all figured out how to mute remind messages. In 2021, tornadoes struck our surrounding areas, affecting a lot of our family and friends. That same year, we lost an amazing science teacher, Ms. Simone Parker. I know she would be proud of all of us. However, that is the beauty in humanity. In times of despair, our class got stronger and our hearts grew bigger. So in all that we do, may we stand firm and stay resilient. Today shows the results of our hard work, dedication, and personal growth. We have faced countless obstacles, triumphs, and everything in between. May we never lose hopes in ourselves and in our community. And no matter what our future endeavors look like, I know that the class of 2023 has the capability to accomplish anything we put our mind to. Graduation is bittersweet. There's no doubt that many of us are nervous about our future. However, this is the start of a huge opportunity. From our high school experience, we have grown, but we are not yet finished. And though we may not remember every aspect of the unit circle, we will not forget the memories and lessons we gained here at our time at Trigg County. To take inspiration from Ms. Parker, be good, be careful, because we are not coming back here tomorrow. Thank you.
Graduation 2023. I'm giving out a few awards today that these students and seniors are just finding out for the first time. First off is the Wildcat of the Year Award, which is given each year to a senior boy and senior girl that are not only good students, but are also willing to do anything to promote Trigg County High School's good name. They are selected by all teachers in the high school, and this year's winners are Female Wildcat of the Year, Elizabeth Hyder. The male Wildcat of the Year is Ryan Hampton. Next is the Clyde Doyle Award, given to in honor of a former teacher. It's awarded to a student who has worked hard to overcome difficulties. This year, we are bestowing this honor on Adriana Penn. For the second time in Trigg County High School history, we had one student who completed the Career Work Experience Certification. This student successfully completed four specific work-based learning courses while in high school for a minimum of 3 years. Please congratulate Erica Baker. graduates have maintained a 94 grade point average or better throughout all 4 years of high school and have taken at least 6 weighted courses, completed the capstone presentation, attained college entrance exam scores that meet Kentucky Council for Post-Secondary Education benchmarks in English, math, and reading, and completed work-ready SEAL requirements during their senior year. Honor graduates, please stand and come forward. Ashley Grace Geary. Jasmine Aneta Velez. Hannah Mercedes Williams. McKenna Morgan Potts. Mary Madeline Scholler. Elizabeth Jean Hyder. Tyler David Jacobs. Alyssa Mae Southwood. James Rodman Red IV. Ava Gray Shear. Makoto Samuel Hyder. Olivia Catherine Freeman. Chloe Elizabeth Smith. Chloe Elizabeth Ladd. Gage Logan Wade. Jacob Emery Hunter. Reed King McCormick. Aiden Lee Joyner. Aaliyah Jean Thomas. Mayla Gail Skinner. Cecilia Marie Smith. Alicia Natharis Nakaraka. Sarah Elizabeth Sink. Shane Michael Wallace. Caden Mackie McCormick. Morgan Lee Russell. Braden Matthew Cadena. Emma Grace West. Trevor Anthony Terrell. Sean Allen Dawson. Marley Lane Francis. Lillian Gail Schenebeck. Luke Joseph Washer. Matthew Alexander Ladd. Elizabeth Ann Alexander. Kara Morgan Hyde. Jerry Beth Oliver. Dominic Allen Lee. River DeLacy Knott.
As principal of Trigg County High School, it is a pleasure and honor to present the candidates for graduation for the 2023 school year. All their records have been checked, and all members present have completed the Trigg County Board of Education and Commonwealth of Kentucky requirements and are eligible to graduate. Audience, please hold your applause until all the graduates have crossed the stage.
Honor graduates, row one, please stand. Ashley Grace Geary. Jasmine Anita Velez. Hannah Mercedes Williams. McKenna Morgan Potts. Am Mary Madeline Scholler. Elizabeth Jean Hyder. Tyler David Jacobs. Alicia May Southwood. Alisa, sorry. James Rodman Red IV. Ava Gray Shear. Makoto Samuel Hyder. Olivia Catherine Freeman. Chloe Elizabeth Smith. Chloe Elizabeth Ladd. Gage Logan Wade. Jacob Embry Hunter. Reed King McCormick. Aiden Lee Joyner. Aaliyah Jean Thomas. Mayla Gail Skinner. Cecilia Marie Smith. Alicia Natharis Nagaraka. Sarah Elizabeth Sink. Shane Michael Wallace. Caden Mackey McCormick. Morgan Lee Russell. Braden Matthew Cadena. Emma Grace West. Trevor Anthony Terrell. Sean Allen Dawson. Marley Lane Francis. Lillian Gail Schinnebeck. Luke Joseph Washer. Matthew Alexander Ladd. Elizabeth Ann Alexander. Kara Morgan Hyde. Jerry Beth Oliver. Dominic Allen Lee. River DeLacy Knott. Davin Micaiah Knott. Elijah Michelle Reeves. Ezra Blake Darnell. Olivia K. Height. Kobe Harrison Powell. Aurora Michelle Calhoun. Cortez Deshaun Thomas. Amari Nicole Radford. Travis Allen Douglas. Dylan Ray Skinner. Brandon Lee Grimstead. Sierra Emma Prizer. Elijah Marshall Allen. Jaden May Kersave. Dustin Lee Mauber. Ramey Leanne Mazak. Thomas Thor Bruce. Kylie Faith McCormick. Austin Thomas Cavanaugh. Alicia Michelle Fordham. Chloe Savannah Johnson. Timothy Lacey Cannon. Olivia Ray Knopfsinger. Kelsey Jordan Parham. Elena Brooke Keller. Matthew Gabriel Leeper. Sophia Ann Pizarro. Evan James Andel. Brianna Evelyn Hall. Ryan Thomas Hampton. Anthony Joseph Hall. Cheyenne Lachey Ennis. Trenton Ray Shuck. Isabella Grace Sabatino. Jacob Raymond Weiss. Braylon Elizabeth Johnson. Cabot Hayden Oliver. Tasia Nicole Grubbs. Stefan Lee Shaborsman. Josie Lee Weiss. Madison Dawn Grace Kennedy. Caleb Reese Coos. Franceline Marie Perez Lopez. Luke Alton Jones. Sarah Ellen Rourke. Dylan Frank Stewart. Adriana Renee Penn. Preston Blake DeLoach. Bailey Jane Shaughnessy. Mitchell Ross Green. Christian Wayne Jones. Haley Savannah Pepper. Sebastian Michael Wright. Madison Ann Jenkins. Samuel Dean Smith. Sarah Ann Sizemore. Skyler Logan Bacon. Nevaeh Corinne Jackson. Nicholas Blake Hammond. Kelsey Jane Lee. Allie Brooke Cooper. Dawson Lang Tinsley. Ashlyn Gail Vaughn. Aquarius Rashawn Goode. Savannah Rose Gardner. Troy Michael Butts. Ella Catherine Butts. Aaron Michael Despain. Skylin Angelia Marie Bennett. Skyler Todd Baldwin. Jonathan Isaiah Smith. Jada Brooke Congdon. Austin Tanner Rogers. Amelia Grace Coleman. Ty Montgomery Butts. Trinity Nicole Cavanaugh. Hunter Reed Reynolds. Caitlin Marie Piper. Caleb Joseph Johnson. Savannah Faith Chambliss. Oh. Riley Ann Pounds. Tyler Landon Maxey. Audrey Lynn Alexander. Jasper Carl Johns Litchfield. Travis Creek Lynch. Sean Michael Thompson. Samantha Morgan Buick. Noah James Marvin Young. Nicholas Alexander Castor. Matthew Hart Bell. Samuel Lee Bell. Seth Martin Eddy. Taryn White Stark. Alex Laurel Holzheiser. Dakota Ray Brock. Andrew Robert Hendricks. Austin Taylor Thomas Stewart. Bianca Lynn Cunningham. Tucker Lee Futrell. Rosa Joanne Poe. Anthony Miguel Rodriguez. Hannah Marie Calhoun. Erica Renee Baker. Madison Olivia Somerville. Khalil Israel Tria.
Thank you.
Please rise. On behalf of the Trigg County Board of Education, and by the authority vested in me by the General Assembly of the Great Commonwealth of Kentucky, and upon the assurance of Principal Tim Bush that you have fulfilled all necessary state and Trigg County Board of Education requirements for graduation, you may now turn your tassel. I pronounce you graduates of Trigg County High School. May I introduce you to the Trigg County High School graduating class of 2023.
Knock them out, my son. Knock them out.
Miss Teresa Russell, would you join us on stage, please? Graduate, somewhere in your program are the words the alma mater.
Yeah, it's a little more friendly.
If you would, please.
Alexander is going to offer our benediction tonight.
Is it handwritten?
Will you please bow your heads and join me in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day and for giving us the ability to gather as friends, family, and peers for this ceremony. I ask that you place a guiding hand and keep a watchful eye over us graduates as we close this chapter and over another. I pray that if you bless our lives from this day on with goodness and success, enable us to stay true to our dreams for your greater glory, to discern what is right, good, and just, and to use our gifts wisely and in service to others. It is in your name that I pray, and all God's people said, amen.
Amen.
Congratulations, class of 2023. It's been a wonderful journey that I've been fortunate enough to share with all of you. Thank you.
Would the audience please be seated and remain seated as the seniors take their final march at Trigg County High School.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Be safe going home.
Child.